上帝陪着我们所有的人来敬拜和赞美。我为这些孩子们，我们再次来感恩好吗？感谢主。这是第一次我看到有这么多的年轻的弟兄姐妹那在一起带领诗歌，有十多位的年轻的弟兄姐妹。
It is the first time we've seen so many youth and adults worshiping together. There's a total of 14 people on the stage earlier.
我们特别感谢 April 跟 Samuel. They come back from Washington.
So Samuel came back from Washington, and April came from Lynchburg, Virginia, to join us today.
为他们的服侍，我们非常感恩，好吗？
So we thank them for their service.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We praise God.
特别欢迎第一次哈，在过去两年当中，那瘟疫关闭了我们，使我们不能在一起敬拜。也许中间有第一次来到我们中间的回来敬拜的弟兄姐妹，也可能是有第一次来我们中间和我们一起敬拜的，欢迎你。
We welcome you, those that have been away for a long time, those who are coming for the first time, welcome.
感谢主。复活日啊，是普天同庆的日子。
Easter is a day where we celebrate together.
你知道啊，在基督的福音这里头有三大记号。
There are three marks in the gospel.
一个是马槽，一个是十字架，一个是空坟墓。
One is the manger, one is the cross, and one is the empty grave.
如果你要知道什么是基督教，你记住这三个记号。
If you want to know what Christianity is all about, just remember these three marks.
那马槽是代表基督道成肉身，神成为人来到这个世界。
Manger represents God becoming man, coming into this world.
他来到这个世界只有一个目的。
He had one purpose.
那就是为人类上十字架。
To die on the cross.
那十字架不是他生命的结束。
But the cross isn't the end of his life.
第三天他从死里复活了。
On the third day he raised from the grave.
所以坟墓是永远是空的。
So the tomb will remain empty.
他身体不在他的坟墓的里头。
His body is not in the grave.
所以我们可以说，耶稣基督复活是基督教的核心。
So we can say the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the core of Christianity.
复活是基督福音的根基，是基督福音的房角石。
Resurrection is the foundation of our faith.
成为基督徒就是相信这位复活的基督。
So becoming a Christian means you follow and you obey to this Lord and Savior. To have a relationship with this resurrected Lord. If there is no resurrection, then there will be no Christianity. And there are six things that Paul is talking about here. He says everything that we preach will be in vain.
那你们在这儿听到也是枉然。
And everything you hear will be in vain.
那我们传福音更是做假见证。
So when we talk about sharing the gospel, we're making testimony.
那文件是假的，是骗人的。
But then all of that would be fake.
如果基督没有复活，我们都在罪里。
And if Christ has not been risen, then we're still in sins.
那罪在白宫。罪是无处不在，每个人都活在罪当中。
And we're still living in sin.
罪在白宫里头。The sin in the White House.
Okay. Oh, 白宫 Okay, sin is still in the White House. I'm like,
罪可以在高等法院。
Sin is still in the Supreme Court.
那罪可以在
Not sure.
罪在华尔街。
And the sin is permeating into the Wall Street.
那罪在大学里头。
Sin in universities.
那罪在每个家里面。
And in every single of your family.
每个人都在罪中。
And all of you are living in
sin. 没有人可以摆脱罪。
If Jesus wasn't raised, then you are still living in sin.
如果基督没有复活。
If there's no resurrection.
我们每个人都是以死亡而告终。
Our destiny will be just be death.
没有任何指望。
There is no hope.
没有任何的盼望。
There's no hope. There's no future.
那最后一个，如果基督没有复活，你只是在今世有点小指望而已。
If Christ isn't risen, then maybe you have fleeting hope in this world. You can have a little bit of prosperity. And maybe a little riches in life. But the end, you end up the same. But you have no hope. But Christ is risen. And he changed everything. So I want to read with you the scripture.
那我先 我来读好吗？然后我第二部分请大家一起跟我读好吗？
So,
这样我们省一点时间。
Pastor Ron is going to read first, and then the second part we'll read together.
我读中文，你读英文。
Okay, and I'm going to read it in English.
Okay.七日的头一日黎明的时候
On Sunday morning, the woman went to the tomb, taking the spice they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the man asked, Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive?He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man...
我请大家记住这两个 红颜色标出来字体。
Notice the red text.
这些妇人们根本不相信有耶稣的复活。
The woman, they didn't believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
他们带着香料是来膏抹耶稣的尸体。
Because they brought spices to anoint his body.
那使徒们呢？他们也不相信耶稣复活。
And the disciples didn't believe in Jesus.
好，我们一起来读来。
And let's read this together.
人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上。
Into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day. And they remembered that he had said this, so they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened.It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and several other women who told the apostles what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and saw the empty and linen wrappings, and he went home again, wondering what had happened. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you came into this world. That you died for us on the cross. On the third day you raised from the grave. And only you can save us. Only you are the hope of this universe. And only you are the hope of humanity. That we're created to worship you. I pray that worship will be pleasing to you. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. When the angels announced that Jesus is risen, you know how the disciples responded?
他们说胡言
They say it was nonsense.
胡说八道
It doesn't make any sense.
人死了怎么能复活
How can someone die come back to life?
所以使徒们是一个怀疑主义者
So they're in doubt.
就像我们中间很多的人过去就是如此
And a lot of us were like that. We are in doubt before.
有人说我根本不相信有死人复活
We don't believe in resurrection.
我只相信科学
We believe in science.
科学不能证实的
And science can't prove resurrection.
我就不相信
And so I don't believe it.
你能证明死人能复活吗
How can you prove resurrection?
所以科学不能证实死人复活，所以我不相信。
Because it can't be proven scientifically, I don't believe it.
但是你弟兄姐妹，你要知道，很多的科学家，卓越的科学家，他们是相信耶稣复活的。
But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, there are a lot of scientists who actually believe in the resurrection.
我们中间也许第一次来到教会的朋友们
，And some of you may be here for the first time.
你从事科学研究
，You are in the scientific field.
你相信科学。
You believe in science.
你觉得我相信科学，不相信人死人复活。
You say I believe in science. I don't believe in resurrection.
然后我爷爷死了，我父亲去世了，我从来没见过他们回过来。
My family passed away. I've never seen them come back to life.
我只相信我实验室得出来的结论。
I only believe the result of my experiment.
但是你知道在历史当中有多少人是信靠耶稣基督的人
？But there's so many people that actually believe in Jesus Christ.
可是他们又是从事科学研究的人。
That they also do science.
你知道这儿有一个叫巴斯德。
You see a pastor.
今天早晨你们也摸过他的名字。
You might be familiar with his name.
今天早晨你喝牛奶的时候，牛奶上面就有这个字，他的名字。
If you drank milk, you actually probably saw his name on
your milk bottle. 你喝的牛奶是经过巴氏杀菌的方法来处理过的。
Milk is being pasteurized. That's actually from him.
你今天回去以后，看看你牛奶上有没有这个字。
So look for the word pasteurized on your milk bottle.
你吃你的酸奶上面也有这个字。
On your yogurt.
你知道他是一个虔诚的基督徒。
He's a devout Christian.
他说是耶稣基督启发他，让他去从事这样的研究。
It was because of his belief in Christ that promoted him to like pushing into studying this.
他是两大新学科的创始人。
And he's the founder of two scientific fields.
微生物学和细菌学
in microbiology and bacterial something.
Spinal. Oh, okay. 那这儿还有个 James Maxwell.
And then there's James Maxwell.
因为他一生敬畏上帝。
And he's a worshipper of God.
你知道他是大名鼎鼎的一个从事科学研究的人。
And he studies science.
他相信耶稣基督的复活。
And he believes in Jesus' resurrection.
但是他人生的后来的时期里头。
And toward the end of his life,
他成为教会的长老。
He became an elder at a church.
你知道还有一个汤思英 Charles
Towns.
你知道他每天祷告。
He prayed every day.
他敬畏神。
He worshiped God.
你知道他说的宗教信仰比科学更重要。
He said,Religion and faith is way more important than science.
科学很了不起。
Science is great.
它根本能解决人生最根本的问题。
It doesn't solve the foundational problem of our life.
比如说你的人生活着的目的是什么，意义是什么。
It doesn't answer questions like what is the meaning of life.
他是一个祷告的人。
So this is a guy who's a guy of a prayer.
他相信耶稣基督从死里复活。
He believed in Jesus' resurrection.
你知道中间的这个 Phillips?
Or William Phillips.
他也得到诺贝尔奖。
In 1997, he got
Nobel Prize. 他在我们教会已经讲过两次。
He actually came over twice to speak with us.
特别我们中间第一次来到我们中间，你相信科学，觉得复活不可能的人，你可以再反思一下。
So for those of you who believe in science and don't think resurrection has any proof, just always to consider this point.
那这些人都是大人物。
These people are like they done well in the scientific field.
那我们再讲一般的教授们，从事科学研究的人。
There are other.Professors who are in the scientific engineering field.
这个 MIT 的智能专家
One of the AI professor at MIT.
Picard.
Professor Picard.
他相信耶稣基督从死里复活
He believed in the resurrection of Jesus.
他传扬耶稣基督死里复活
And he shared about the resurrection of Jesus.
你像 Taylor Will.
And then Tyler Will.
那是哈佛的一个教授
He's a professor at Harvard.
他2016年发表他的一个研究报告
And in 2016, he published his study.
他告诉你
And he tells you,
你常常去教会敬拜，你活得更长寿。
If you go to church regularly, you'll live longer.
你们应该很高兴，对吗？
So you should be happy.
感谢主啊！那还有 MIT 的教授 Hutchinson,
and another professor at MIT, Hutchinson, Professor Hutchinson,
都是有知名的科学家。
He's a famous engineer.
他到处去传讲耶稣基督。
But he goes around sharing about Jesus.
他说我为什么要相信耶稣基督
？He asks the question, Why do I believe in Jesus?
不是因为我实验的方法可以证明他复活。
It's not because I can prove that he exists through scientific
methods. 基督从死里复活是最大的神迹。
He said resurrection is a miracle.
但是上帝的作为。
It is a work of God.
不是科学可以证明的范畴。
It's not something that can be answered by science.
他说自然科学描述自然界重复运作的常态现象。
Because natural science answers questions and behaviors in the nature that God has created.
你实验的结果是可以重复的。
It's something that can be repeated scientifically.
如果你不能重复，说明你实验的结果是无效的。
If you can't repeat the experiment, you don't get the same result. That means it's invalid.
可是复活，它是神迹。
But resurrection is supernatural.
它不是常态。
It's not natural.
所以。在第一世纪，主耶稣的门徒们就知道这个事实。
And so the disciples knew this fact.
他说不需要等到现代科学来告诉你啊，人死了不能复生。
It doesn't take science to prove that God's resurrection.
那些使徒们都知道。
They knew.
人生下来不可能，他是瞎眼的，不可能可以眼力可以复明。
They seem blind gaining sight.
他们知道水不可能马上变成酒。
They seem water turn into wine.
当然人也知道，他们知道。人死了就是死了，不可能复生。
And they know in their heart that once someone dies, they don't come back to life.
不需要现在科学来告诉你。
They don't need science to tell them these kind of facts.
可是这些从事科学研究的人们，为什么相信基督复活呢
？So why do these scientists believe in the resurrection?
因为这不是科学证明的一个范畴。
Because it's not something being proven by science.
那怎么来证明耶稣基督的复活呢
？But what is the proof of his resurrection?
弟兄姐妹，没有人可以证明耶稣基督的复活。
No one can prove his resurrection.
这是神迹。
It is supernatural. It's a miracle.
上帝的作为。
It is a work of God.
那我们就是胡思乱想，我们自以为认为它是对的吗
？Or do we just
是复活吗
？Do we just kind of believe it blindly?
既然我不能证明
，Even though we don't have proof,
但有很多的证据。
But there are evidences.
我问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
我说我星期五在 DC 喝咖啡，请你在实验室里证明一下。
If I tell you that I drink coffee in DC on Friday, can you prove that in your lab?
那黎明，你能证明一点吗
？Brother 黎明 can you prove that to us?
哦，有人说哦，那简单的，把你解剖一下，就能发现你喝的确喝下了咖啡。
Well, someone might say, well, I can dissect you and then I can make sure that you actually drink coffee.
不但知道你喝了咖啡，还知道你喝的咖啡是哥伦比亚的咖啡还是亚美加的咖啡。
I can even tell you where the beans came from.
那科学可以告诉你。
Yeah, sure, science can tell you that.
可是科学能告诉我的咖啡那天下午五点钟我在 DC 喝了咖啡，你能证明吗？
But can it prove to you that I was actually in DC drinking this at 5 o'clock?
这不是你科学证明的范畴。
So it is not within the realm of science.
那是什么来证明呢？
So how do you prove that?
怎么 来告诉我们耶稣基督从死里复活呢？
How do you prove the resurrection of Jesus?
我再问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you another question.
余光辉长老星期五晚上在洛城教会。
So if we just tell you that Elder Guan was at church on Friday night.
用什么方法来证明他在这个地方呢？
How do you prove that he was there?
你用什么方式？
How do you prove that?
你用科学证明的方式吗？
He messed me up.
这是完全不一样的方式。你不能用科学实验的方式证明一长老星期五晚上八点钟在洛城教会。不是你能证明的。
There's no scientific method to prove that an elder was here on Friday night.
但是我们有很多的见证人。
But there are eyewitnesses.
安妮说，他的太太说，我陪他一起来的。
His wife says I was here with him.
我能证明他在那儿。
I can prove that he was here.
那 Grayson 讲，Grayson 说。我跟他一起在台上来带领诗歌敬拜。
And Grace Ann says, I was here on the stage with him worshiping.
那 Jenny 说，我看到他在唱诗歌的时候，满脸充满上帝的荣光。
And Jenny said, I saw him singing and his face was shining with God's glory.
然后你问那天晚上敬拜有两百多位弟兄姐妹，大家都说，我们都看到他，我们都在场，我们看到一长老在教会里头。
And there are 200 some people that are here and they all saw him, they'll say, yeah, he was here.
弟兄姐妹，这就是不同于科学实验方式的一种方式来告诉你耶稣基督。
So eyewitnesses is a different methodology to give you evidence of his resurrection.
为什么？因为耶稣复活的时候有许多人看到他。
Because many people saw him risen.
保罗在写这封书信的时候大概是在公元55年左右。
When Paul wrote 1 Corinthians is approximately 55 AD.
他本来是逼迫基督徒的人。
He used to be one who persecuted Christians.
他后来宣讲耶稣基督。
But then he became someone who followed Jesus, who proclaimed the gospel.
他说耶稣从死里复活了。
He said Jesus is risen.
彼得看到他。
Peter has seen him.
十二个使徒看到他。
The disciples have seen him.
后来有五百位弟兄姐妹看到他。
And there are 500 more people that saw him.
后来雅各看到他。
James saw him.
后来我也看到他。
And I have seen him.
不信你去问一问。
And go ask them.
他们还活着。
They're still alive.
就像你问问星期五晚上一光辉长老是不是在教会，你问问这几百位弟兄姐妹。
And so if you ask if was Elder Guan here on Friday, just ask those people who are still alive.
他们都会告诉你说他的确在这儿。
They'll tell you that he was here.
我们看到他。
We saw him.
我听到他唱歌。
We heard him sing.
还有人告诉说一光辉长老那天晚上平时在教会的讲台上带领诗歌的时候都是穿西装的。
And he'll tell you like they usually dress up, wear a suit.
可那天晚上他没有系领带。
But,That night he didn't wear a tie.
他为什么告诉你这个细节不可相干的细节？
Why would they tell you this kind of detail?
因为他们看到了。
Because they saw it.
他们经历了。
They experienced it.
你能证明耶稣基督从死里复活吗？
How can you prove that Jesus was resurrected?
你的实验室能证明吗？
Can you do that in your lab?
当然不能。
You cannot.
但有很多的目击者。
But there are many eyewitnesses.
很多人见证他从死里复活。
People who seen him back to life, coming back to life.
哦，那有人说啊，那他肯定是这些门徒们。想念耶稣，期待耶稣，可能产生一种幻觉。
Some people argue that maybe they're hallucinating because they miss Jesus so much.
可是耶稣知道吗？耶稣复活以后四天向门徒显现。
And after his resurrection, there are a couple of days where he kind of continued to reveal himself.
偶尔一次，你觉得是幻觉。
If it was just one time thing, you say, yeah, that could be hallucination.
你说他好几次。还是幻觉吗？
But over and over again, would that still be considered hallucination?
而且这些门徒们，他们在耶稣基督复活之后，大概在几个星期之内，他们就开始了耶路撒冷的教会。
And just a few weeks after his resurrection, they started this church.
而这个教会像烟火一样，很快燃遍整个耶路撒冷。
And this church in Jerusalem started spreading across like wildfire.
那开始是12个人，后来120人，后来是5000人。
You had 12 people and then grew to 120 and then 5,000.
这些使徒们 到处宣讲耶稣基督从死里复活。
And all their message was the same thing. They say Jesus is risen.
他们早期讲到的核心就是耶稣从死里复活。
That was the core of their message. They serve a risen Lord.
他说我们就是见证人。
That we are His eyewitnesses.
我们就是要传讲这位复活的基督。
We're here to tell you that He is alive.
所以这些使徒们到处传福音。
So these disciples they go around and share this good news.
那有人说，这些使徒们是不是在一起商量好的？
And some of you might argue, okay, maybe it's a plot, a scheme that they kind of developed together.
要欺骗别人，捏造事实。
It's a grand lie to kind of lie to everybody.
你说他有这个理由吗？
Why would they have that kind of motivation?
这些使徒们没有一个是寿终正寝，全都为主殉道。
If you think about their, how they end their life, you realize that they all die for what they, their cause, for what they shared.
彼得被倒钉十字架。
Peter was crucified upside down.
他弟弟安德烈是被钉十字架。
His brother Andrew also was on the cross.
巴多罗买是被钉十字架。
Bartholomew was on the cross.
马太是被刀所杀。
Matthew was killed by a sword.
雅各是被刀剑所杀。
James was killed by a sword.
马可是被马活活的拖死。
Mark was dragged to death by a horse.
路加被吊死。
Luke was hung.
你知道耶稣的弟弟雅各是被石头砸死。
And Jesus' brother James got stoned to death.
多马去印度传福音被长矛刺死。
Thomas went to India to preach the gospel and was speared to death.
彼得保罗，他最后被刀剑所杀。
Paul was imprisoned and killed by the sword at the end.
如果你想捏造一个事实，你愿意为这个虚假的这个计谋或者是谎言来舍弃你的生命吗？
How many of you would actually lay down your life for a lie?
弟兄姐妹，他们在钉基督上十字架之前，他们都是跟我们一样，他们恐惧，他们逃避，他们躲藏，他们失望。
So these disciples are just like us. Prior to the crucifixion, they're all living in fear. They ran away. They're despair. They have no hope.
当基督复活以后
，But when they saw the risen Lord,
他很难以理解
，It's hard for them to understand.
觉得非常的震惊
，And they're in shock.
这怎么可能？
How could this be?
死人怎么能复活？
How can a dead man come back to life?
他们真知道耶稣基督是从死里复活以后。
But when they saw it happen,
他们整个生命被改变。
Their lives were changed.
他们大胆地传讲耶稣基督。
They're filled with boldness.
既然基督从死里复活。
They're filled with boldness to talk about Jesus.
基督已从死里复活，我们还怕什么呢？
We serve a risen Lord. What do we have fear for?
这世界上还有什么比死亡的权势更强大呢？
That he has authority over death. There's no fear.
他已经战胜了死亡。
His victory over death.
我们为什么还要怕死亡呢？
Why are we afraid of death?
所以他们到处传福音。
So they go around and share the gospel.
他们到印度。
They go to India.
到埃及。
They go to Egypt.
到伊朗。
They go to Iran, 到处传扬耶稣基督的福音 to talk about Jesus.
今天弟兄姐妹，你知道全世界有多少人承认耶稣基督是他们的救主吗？
There's so many people who proclaim Jesus their Lord and Savior.
全世界人口的三分之一
A third of today's world population believe in Jesus.
所以圣经上说，有一个伟大的教父说，殉道士的血是教会的种子。
And so one of the church fathers says the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church.
种子是有生命的。
The sea has life.
泥土像埋葬种子。
When the sea is burying the soil.
但是种子不可能被泥土所掩埋。
But it doesn't keep it in there.
种子要发芽，要开花。
It sprouts and it grows.
要结果。
And it bears much fruit.
因为在种子里面有基督复活的生命。
Because within that sea is the life of Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹，伟大的历史学家。
This is a great historian.
我们知道很多人读历史一定知道他。
If you study history, then you would know him.
牛津大学的历史学家。
He's a professor of history of Oxford.
他说我使用多年来研究历史的方法来检验考证耶稣门徒就后人所有的记录。
He says, I have been used for many years to study the histories of other times and to examine and weigh the evidence of those who have written about them. And I know of no one fact in the history of mankind which is proved by better and fuller evidence of every sort to understand of a fair inquirer that the great sign which God has given us that Christ died and rose again from the death.
他说耶稣基督的复活是可以去证的。
He says there are evidence to Christ's resurrection.
我们讲究历史，耶稣基督的复活是历史事件。
It's a historical event.
有人证。
And so there are eyewitnesses.
有物证。
There are other evidence, physical evidence.
坟墓是空的。
That the grave is empty.
如果尸体还在。
If the body is still there.
那些反对基督教会的人。
those who don't believe in Christianity, those who are persecuting the Christians,
they could
easily just present the body.
And
then they could prove that this is all a lie. So this historian, he's not a scientist.
He
used historical methodology. And he showed evidence of Jesus'
resurrection.
That these evidence are believable.
但是弟兄姐妹,
there is a difference. I want you to know that there's a difference between resuscitation and resurrection. Sometimes if you're in the hospital, there's a patient. That his heart stopped for 30 minutes.
后来奇迹般的,
and then he came back to life.
有人说,
some of you might say, oh, he resurrected. Is that the same as Jesus' resurrection? There's a fundamental difference.
一个人从死里复苏,
a resuscitation has nothing to do with your life.
死亡的关头关卡回来了。
He just kind of come back to life. He doesn't impact your life at all. He doesn't impact humanity. And there's one more point. He's going to die again. So Jesus' resurrection is not the same as resuscitation. Resurrection means he is with God and he has the life of God. What he brings to us is a new life. He opens the door to God's kingdom. A supernatural realm has been opened to us. A glorious future has been made available to us. And there is no death or sin in that world. And that's our destiny. That's our hope. That's the resurrection of Jesus that accomplished that. So what does his resurrection have to do with each single one of us? If there's no resurrection, then he's a religious leader who has failed. He's no different than other religious leaders. Maybe we can learn from his ethic, his moral teaching. But we get to evaluate and criticize his teaching. We can discard some of his teaching and call them nonsense. And we take the ones that we think is beneficial to us. And we think we are the standard. To decide what we keep and what we don't keep. Because he's just like one of us. Same as Confucius. But he is risen. And it proves that he is the Son of God. That he is who he said he is.
他说我是上帝的儿子。
He says, I am the Son of God.
他说我是道路真理和生命。
He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
除了我以外没有人到父那儿去。
No one can come to the Father except through me.
你想寻求一种鸦片，一种精神安慰，你可以到世上任何宗教去找。
If you're just trying to find comfort and encouragement, you can find it in any other religion. But if you want to be connected to that eternal God, that I'm the only way.
他说, 我是复活, 我是生命。
He says, I am resurrection, I am life.
信我的人虽然死了, 也必复活。
Those who believe me, even though they died, they will experience resurrection.
他所说的话是真实的。
And his word is true. Because he is risen. His word has authority.
他说,
he says, whoever believes in me has eternal life. And those who does not believe me has been condemned.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters, he is resurrected. And what he says is true. His resurrection proves that his word is true.
无论你同意不同意,
and whether you agree or not,
无论喜欢不喜欢,
whether you like it or not,
他就是他所说的那一位,
he is who he is.
他说我与父原为一,
he says, I am one with the Father.
说你在读耶稣基督话语, 他教导的时候,
so as you read his word,
他充满了权柄,
His word has authority.
我读过佛陀的话语，也读过孔子、孟子的话语，也读过老子的话语。
You might have read words from other religious leaders.
没有一个人说话像耶稣这样说话。
But none of them speak like Jesus.
说我是道路、真理和生命。
To say that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
他说我是生命，我是复活。
He says I am life, I am resurrection.
那这样一位基督和我没什么关系呢？
So what does this resurrected Lord have anything to do with us?
第一点，
this point number one.
弟兄姐妹，因为耶稣基督复活，我们的罪得到赦免。
Because of his resurrection, our sins have been forgiven.
我知道我们这儿每个人都是很干净的人。
All of you, I know all of you like to stay clean.
但是也不是最干净的人。
But you're not the most clean.
有很多隐藏的事情只有你知道。
There are a lot of things hidden in your life that only you know.
有很多你不想别人知道你的那些隐藏的奥秘。
There are a lot of hidden sins that you don't tell people.
这个罪常常在你的心中纠缠你。
And then you're fighting that, you're struggling with it.
你忘不了过去。
You can't forget the past.
也摆脱不了那种罪恶。
You can't get rid of sins.
你常常责备自己。
And you're filled with guilt.
你常常跟过去的东西你放不开。
You can't let go of your past.
你定自己的罪。
You're crucifying yourself.
你把自己打入地狱。
And you crucify yourself and you put yourself in hell.
耶稣基督复活是告诉你。
But the resurrection of Jesus tells you this.
你的罪赦了。
That you are forgiven.
你只有上帝才有权柄赦免人的罪。
Because only God has the authority to forgive.
所以他常常告诉你，只有人子有权柄赦免人的罪，因为他是上帝的儿子。
He tells you that only the Son of Man has authority to forgive sin because he is God.
所以他从死里复活是告诉我们。
So his resurrection tells us.
他的十字架有极大的意义。
That the cross has meaning.
他十字架有极其有效。
His cross is effective.
他受的蛇的死是蒙上帝喜悦的献祭。
His death was pleasing to God.
还有他的死。来承担我们的罪。
His death became an atonement of our sin.
所以他复活给我们带来了赦免。
So his resurrection brought us forgiveness.
所有的罪他都赦免你。
All the sins that you committed are forgiven.
他称你为义。
He calls you righteous.
今天在上帝的眼中。
And in the eyes of God.
你在耶稣基督里。
When you are in Christ.
你是个干净的人。
You've been made clean.
你是被洁净的人。
You've been cleansed.
是被上帝所洁净的人。
You've been accepted.
无论你过去犯过什么样的罪。
It doesn't matter what you've done in the past.
无论你隐藏过什么样的罪。
It doesn't matter what you're hiding.
在耶稣基督里。
When you're in Christ.
天父爱你。
You're loved by God.
天父称你为义。
He calls you righteous.
因为耶稣承担了你所有的罪。
Because Christ has bare all your sins.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
用天父的眼光看你自己。
I pray that you'll look at your own life with the eyes of the Father.
我们是罪人。
That we are sinners.
我们是不干净的人。
We are dirty.
可是上帝因为耶稣的缘故洁净了我们。
But because of Christ, we have been cleansed.
让我们回到他的面前。
So let us come back to
him. 让我们成为他的儿子。
Let us become his sons and daughters.
让我们成为他的女儿。
Let us be his daughters.
所以弟兄姐妹，你知道你自己尊贵的身份。
Know that you are royalty.
耶稣基督从死里复活。
The resurrection of Jesus.
是告诉你他的十字架的救赎是有效。
It tells you that the salvation he offered through the crucifixion is effective.
他不是一个悲剧英雄。
He's not a tragic hero.
他从死里复活的救主。
He is a resurrected Lord.
他承担你的罪是有效的。
His crucifixion is effective.
他宣告你是上帝的孩子是有效的。
And when he calls you sons and daughters, it's effective.
第二，
the second point.
耶稣就是从死里复活，是告诉你。生命的终极不是坟墓。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ tells you that death is not the end of your life.
如果死亡是一切的结束。
If physical death is the end of everything.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们在世上所追求的一切，所积累的一切，不过是笑话。
Then brothers and sisters, everything that we pursue in this world is just a joke.
很多人都想，人死了以后有生命吗？
A lot of us think,Is there life after death?
我知道弗吉尼亚大学的医学院有个专门研究人灵魂的研究所。
And in a medical school in Virginia, there is a department that specifically studies the soul of men.
他们相信人死后是有，他的意识还继续存在。
And based on their study, they believe there is some sort of something that exists after death.
你知道，许多人都相信。人死后是有生命的。
A lot of us believe that there is still something after we die.
伟大的哲学家康德。 他从世间理性的角度来告诉你，人死后是有生命的存在。
And a philosopher can, using natural logic, it kind of tells us that there is something after life.
我讲这个是帮助你用你大脑去思想。
So I'm trying to help you to think, to understand there is something after life, after death.
任何一个社会，任何一个文明，它必须要有一定的道德法度。
Every society needs to have some sort of code of ethics.
要让这个文明不会崩溃，社会不至于瓦解，一定要有一套道德法规。
Without some sort of code of ethics, the society will be in chaos and fall apart.
这个伦理道德对人类社会的维持是绝不可少的。
So moral or ethic is important to the stability of a society.
比方说，我们人人都会讲假话，欺骗别人。你说这个社会能存在下去吗？
Because if we're living, if all of us are lying to each other, how can we have a community?
你说法官都在撒谎，那你还能有法庭吗？
If all the lawyers and judges are just telling lies, how are we going to have justice?
他说在这个世界的里头，我们讲道德、讲伦理的时候，一定会提到公义。
So when we talk about moral and ethic, we're talking about something called righteousness.
叫公义 justice.
Justice.
他说在这个世界，人人都渴望公义。
He says everybody desires justice.
我问大家在座哪一个人可以举手说我从来不渴望公义？
Would any of you just raise your hands that I don't care about justice?
没有任何一个，对吗？
None of you would say that.
我们相信，
we all believe,
我们希望，
and we'll desire,
恶人有恶报，善有善报。
That good will be rewarded at the end, and then bad will be held responsible.
可是在这个世界，你见到恶人有恶报，善有善报吗？
But we don't. Sometimes we don't see that in this world.
有的时候看一点点。
Sometimes we do see a glimpse of that.
你看到很多恶人死的时候无痛无痒。
But a lot of times we don't see justice.
很多很良善的人，他在痛苦中死亡，失望中死亡。
We see a lot of good people suffering and wicked people getting away with things.
他们像活着的时候，从来没有得到他们的公义。
And it seems like in their lifetime they never received justice.
要有真正的公义，必须有死后的生命。
So if you want real justice and true justice, there has to be life after death.
当人死了以后，有个公义的裁决者、完全者、全能者上帝，他给你绝对的、绝对的公义。
Because after this life, there is a final judgment.
让恶人得到恶报。
That the wicked will be punished.
让善人得到善报。
And good will be rewarded.
那时候公义得到完全的满足。
That's when justice will be fully recognized.
但如果没有死后的生命
，But if there is no life after death,
你讲公义、讲道德、讲良知，有什么用？
And then it's pointless to talk about justice, moral, or ethic.
所以他从世间理性的角度告诉你，人死后是有灵魂，是有上帝的。
So Kant kind of arguing from this perspective says there is life after death.
因为上帝要保证你公义要临到你的生命当中。
Because God has uphold His justice.
这不单是康德弟兄姐妹。
But not just Kant.
所有的宗教都告诉你同一回事，死后都有生命。
All these other religions tell you the same thing. There is life after death.
这儿好多人从中国大陆过来，从台湾过来。
A lot of us come from China or Taiwan.
你在没有归主之前，你相信不相信死后有生命，有没有？
Did you believe in life after death before you became a Christian?
佛教徒就相信，对吗？
If you're a Buddhist, you believe in that.
印度教徒相信，对吗？
If you're in Hinduism, you believe that.
耶稣那为什么耶稣来告诉我们死后有生命？这有什么好离奇的事情呢？
So what makes Jesus different when he says there is life after death?
这有大的不同。
There is a major difference.
佛陀死了没有回来。
Because when Buddha died, he didn't come back.
释迦牟尼穆罕默德死了没有回来。
When Muhammad died, he didn't come back.
孔子死了没有回来。
When Confucius died, he didn't come back.
老子死了没有回来。
And when this other Chinese philosopher died, he didn't come back. I can't translate.
没有基督死了，埋葬了，从死亡中回来告诉你。
But when Jesus died, he came back, and it tells you this.
死后有生命。
That there is life after death.
他说生命在我，复活也在我。
He says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
我知道我们中间有些弟兄姐妹，因为失去亲人在哀伤当中。
And I know some of you might have lost family members, and you might be in mourning.
愿复活的主安慰你。
And I pray that you will experience comfort from our risen Lord.
生命不仅仅是在世上几十年的时间。
That life doesn't just end in this lifetime.
上帝创造我们。
God made us.
救赎我们。
God saved us.
因为他要让我们跟他一起分享他。
Because God wants us to enjoy His presence and His glory in eternity.
今天在世界上，也许我们有艰难，有困苦。
And maybe there's harsh and suffering in this life.
但是跟那荣耀的未来相比。
But in comparison to the glory that we get to experience eternity, it has nothing.
第三点。
And the third point.
耶稣基督复活了，呼召我们跟随他。
The resurrected Lord calls us to follow him.
他把他的灵赐给我们。
And he gives us his spirit.
人没有基督的灵就不是基督的门徒。
If you don't have the spirit of God in you, you are not a Christian.
罗马书八章九节。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 9 tells us that.
当耶稣复活以后把圣灵赐给他的门徒。
That Christ gave us the spirit that raised Jesus into us.
圣灵是生命的灵。
It's a life-giving spirit.
圣灵是全能的灵。
It's an all-powerful spirit.
这个圣灵在我们的里面。
When the spirit of God is in us.
帮我们活在这个世界。帮助我们活在这个世界。
Helps us to live in this world.
可以过一个得胜的生命。
That we can live a life of victory.
过一种不同于世人一样的生命。
A life that is different from this world.
中间我们中间可能有些弟兄姐妹在生活当中经历很多的艰难。
A lot of you might be going through hardship and sufferings.
比如说你在生病。
Maybe you are battling some sickness.
你向这位生命的主来祷告。
Pray to this life-giving God.
让他生命的灵从你的里面来转化你。
That he would change you from inside out.
如果你在婚姻的艰难当中，在工作的艰难当中，在人际关系的艰难当中，
and you have difficulties in marriage, in work, in relationships,
这些东西像坟墓一样在控制你，
and it's sort of like a grave that holds you in place.
但基督的复活的能力要在你的里面来帮助你。
But the life-giving spirit is going to help you.
所以弟兄姐妹，当耶稣基督复活了，他不但告诉你。我们的死后有永生。
So the resurrected Lord not only tells you there is life after death.
他是告诉你在今天，在此刻，他生命的灵就在我们的里面。
But he tells you that even right now his spirit is in you.
这个复活的能力，就是圣经刚才所说的，这段经文所说的，就是让基督复活的那种能力，放在我们的里面。
And it is that same power that raised Jesus from death that's in us.
这个能力在我们的里面可以突破一切的捆绑。
And this power breaks everything free.
我在这里特别对我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹来讲几句话。
And I want to just kind of say a few things to our young people.
我知道很多的年轻的弟兄姐妹有极大的挣扎。
I know a lot of you are struggling.
当然，成人也有这种挣扎。
And I think adults struggle too.
因为你生命当中有个好玩的东西。
Because there's something that's just entertaining and fun in your life.
它安慰你。
It brings you comfort.
它让你带来给你带来很多的快乐。
It brings you happiness.
那就是你身上的那个手机。
And it's something called your cell phone.
它就像你生命的宝贝一样。
It's something that you treasure.
你宁愿花时间跟手机在一起。
You spend a lot of time with your cell phone.
你可能不想跟你的父母在花多些花更多时间跟你父母在一起。
And you don't really want to talk to your parents.
手机这个东西是好用。
It is very useful.
给生活带来很多的便利。
It makes your life easy.
它让你进入一个虚拟的世界，一切都是很美好。
It brings you to this virtual world, virtual connection where things seem okay.
它可以满足你的求知欲。
It satisfies your curiosity of learning.
但是你要知道有一件事情。
But I want you to know one thing.
就是这个小玩意儿。
This thing.
它让你分心分神。
It distracts you.
浪费你的时间。
It takes your time.
左右你的情绪。
It even governs your emotions.
控制你的思想。
It controls what you think, how you think.
如果你一天花很多的时间在手机上，你很难有深度的阅读。
And so if you're spending a lot of time on your cell phone, you're not going to have any depth in your life.
很多人在过去一个月，你读过一本厚厚的书吗？我讲年轻的弟兄姐妹。
When was the last time you read a book, an actual book?
我知道很多人有这种挣扎。
And so a lot of us struggle with that.
知道我这样不对，浪费我的时间。
And they say, I know it's not right to spend all these time on my phone.
这个手机已经变成我的上帝了。
And I'm also worshiping this phone.
它来控制我。
It's controlling me.
它变成我的偶像。
It's my idol.
它毁了我的生命。
It's ruining my life.
你知道每天看那些小视频。
And I'm looking at all these like TikTok videos.
让你人生的那个境界变得越来越低。
And you become more shallow in your life.
怎么办？
So what do you do?
我不想。
I know I don't want to do it.
可是我不能。
But I can't help myself.
我知道很多弟兄姐妹有这种挣扎。
And I know a lot of you struggle with that.
年轻的弟兄姐妹尤其有这样的挣扎。
Especially if you grew up with a cell phone.
我现在问弟兄姐妹一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你真的信靠耶稣基督吗？
Do you really believe in Jesus?
如果你真的信靠耶稣基督，就有圣灵住在你的里面。
Because when you do believe in him, He promised to give you His Spirit.
然后你问自己，我有圣灵吗？
And so ask yourself that question, do I have the Spirit of God in me?
圣灵真的在我里面吗？
Is He in my life?
圣灵在我里面是死的吗？
Is He alive in me?
圣灵在我的里面掌权吗？
Does He have authority over me?
圣灵在我里面对我说话吗？
Does He speak to me?
如果你真的在上帝的面前问这样的话，
And we start asking yourself those questions.
You run, Holy Spirit, come.
And you ask, God, just give me your spirit.
你帮助我。
Help me.
圣灵会在你里面指责你，提醒你，责备你。
And the Spirit of God starts working you to convict you, to help you.
给你能力。
To give you power.
对这个手机说 no.
To say no to your cell phone.
你跟圣灵有个约。
And he makes a covenant with you.
每天我在网上的时间，在手机上的时间，我的娱乐时间不超过两个小时，可以吗？两个小时已经很多了，对不对？我娱乐的时间不超过两个小时。上帝，我跟你有个约。
And then maybe you start by making a promise with God and said, God, I will do no more than 2 hours on my phone tonight.
For entertainment only.
Uh-huh.
Entertainment.
Entertainment. Okay. No more than 2 hours of entertainment on my phone.
你可以像神这样祷告吗？
Would you even start taking that small step?
当你这样在神面前诚实的祷告的时候，圣灵要在你的里面，赐你力量。
And when you do that, when you surrender yourself, His Spirit is going to give you power.
你跟神说，我不要再拜偶像。
And you tell God, God, I don't want to worship idols anymore.
我让这个东西成为我的仆人。
This is a servant.
不要成为我的主人。
Not my God.
我不让他代替我。
This does not replace me.
在你面前的那个位置。
It does not replace my position in you.
我是你的儿子，是你的女儿。
That I am your sons and your daughters.
我要敬拜你。
I'm here to worship you.
有的时候这个东西很坏呀，你知道吗？很好用，但很坏呀。它夺走你，甚至夺走你敬拜上帝的时间。
It's such a double-edged sword because it's very useful, but it also takes away your time with God.
甚至在教会里头，你住在这儿的时候，你还在刷手机。
Even when you're sitting here, you're still swiping through your screen.
我知道你不喜欢这种方式。
And I know you don't like it.
可是没有办法抵抗他。
And you feel like you can't help yourself.
复活的基督把圣灵赐给你。
The resurrected Lord gives you His Spirit.
圣灵要赐给你力量。
And His Holy Spirit gives you power.
让你正当的使用这个东西。
And so that you know how to use this as a tool.
当你 Android 发明人就说，我发明这个东西将来杀死你们所有的人。
And the founder of Android says, like, when I invented this, I'm going to kill humanity.
他讲的时候是笑话。
And he was kind of joking about it.
但今天往往成为一种事实，对吗？
But it kind of became a reality.
所以弟兄姐妹，无论在什么样的艰难当中，你相信复活的主，他复活的能力，他复活的灵在你的里面，他可以转化你。
So it doesn't matter what difficulty you're going through. Know that the Spirit of God is in you and He empowers you.
这位创造你、爱你的上帝，他让你过一个荣耀的一生，不浪费你的时间。
And He calls you to a glorious life.
他让你一生在他手中真的为他所用。
He wants to use you.
让你一生不是成为垃圾。
That your life is not meaningless.
让你一生成为发光的宝石。
But you are a gem, a diamond made by God for His glory.
基督从死里复活。
At the resurrection of Jesus.
让我们过一个不一样的生活。
Help us to live a life that's different.
最后。
And the last point.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章讲基督的复活。
When Paul talked about the resurrection of Jesus in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
最后的一节就是这个经文。
And this is the last verse.
我请弟兄姐妹跟我一起读。
And let us read this together.
所以，我们在世上有很多的劳苦。
There are a lot of hard things in life.
工作中有劳苦。
There's a lot of hard things at work.
婚姻中有很多劳苦。
And in marriage is hard sometimes.
跟人际关系当中有很多的劳苦。
Relationships are hard sometimes.
但很多劳苦都是突然的。
And sometimes you work really hard and then it's all in vain.
没有什么意义。
There's no meaning.
但是基督在这儿告诉我们。
But Christ tells us this.
因为基督复活了。
Because of His resurrection.
你在基督里一切的劳苦都不是突然的。
That nothing that you do for the Lord is ever useless.
在没有人看到你的时候，在人背后的时候，你爱别人，你关心别人，那个劳苦不是突然的。
The way that you love people when no one is watching. is not useless.
你辛劳的开查经班，开幸福小组，不是突然的。
As you lead people faithfully to read the Word of God and joyful life group, that is not useless.
你教主日学，你在这儿参加 worship team。劳苦不是突然的。
As you worship, as you teach Sunday school, it is not useless.
弟兄姐妹，服侍主有的时候很劳苦。
Sometimes it is hard to serve God.
但在主里的劳苦不是突然的。
But it is not in vain.
我在这时候特别提一下幸福小组。
And I just want to say a few words about Joyful Life Group.
你开幸福小组连续要开十次，是很劳苦、很劳累的。
It's a 10-week-long commitment, and it is hard.
但在主里的劳苦不是突然的。
But it is not in vain.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，在过去的几周，也有三十人已经举止归主。
Because in the last few weeks, there are 30 some people that came to know Jesus.
因为你劳苦。
Because of the work that you put in.
你看到劳苦的功效。
That there is fruit.
我请我们在座弟兄姐妹为这些劳苦的弟兄姐妹鼓掌好吗？
Let's give...
为他们感恩。
Can we thank God for our brothers and sisters?
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在生命的每一刻，在我们人生的很多的机遇当中，我们有劳苦。
So brothers and sisters, there are hard times in life.
这个复活的主与你同行。
But God is with you.
你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
那战胜死亡的主也与你同行。
The risen Lord is leading ahead of you.
你所有的劳苦在基督里不是突然的。
All your hard work is not useless.
因为你希望，因为你渴望服侍这位主，荣耀这位主。
Because you desire to love God, to love Jesus, and to serve Him.
让我们这个一生成为服侍主的一生。
So let our life be pleasing to Him, a life that serves Him.
在基督里一切都改变了。
Because everything is changed in Christ.
苦难改变了。
That your suffering is changed.
劳苦改变了。
That your hardship is changed.
生命的意义改变了。
The meaning of life is changed.
因为我们在基督里。
Because we're in Christ.
就最后我要跟弟兄姐妹讲，基督说我是。佛活，我是生命。
Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
如果基督没有复活
，If Christ is not risen,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
人生就像什么呢
？What is life like?
人生就像一个巨大的囚牢。
Life is just a giant prison.
一切的科学发明，一切的民主政治，一切的财富积累，一切的风光。不过是在监牢里头粉刷墙壁而已。
Any joy that we have in freedom, in scientific and innovation, in riches, it's just like painting a white wall in the prison.
根本改变不了人生最根本的问题。
It doesn't change the outcome of your life.
死的问题。
That you have to deal with death.
罪的问题。
Deal with sin.
我在刚刚。开始讲到的时候，我说如果基督没有复活，罪仍在这个世界掌权。
I said in the beginning of my sermon that if Jesus isn't risen, then sin still has control in this world.
罪在白宫。
That sin is in the White House.
罪在高等法院。
Sin is in the Supreme Court.
罪在华尔街。
Sin is in Wall Street.
罪在校园。
Sin is in universities.
罪在实验室。
Sin is in your lab.
罪在你的家庭。
Sin is in your family.
有权势者会告诉你，我所做的不是罪。
And there are people who has power to tell you that what they've done is not wickedness, is not sin.
法官可以公义的名义可以犯罪。
And judges will act in wicked ways in the name of justice.
谁也解决不了这个罪的问题。
Nobody has solution to sin.
科技越是发达。
Even any of the technological innovation.
教育越是高明。
Even with higher education,
我们总是找到精细的理由为我们的罪来辩解。
Yeah, we just find better excuses for our sin.
如果没有复活，罪和死就是这个世界的主人。
If there is no resurrection, then death and sin are still master of this world.
我们每个人都绑在这个巨大的囚牢里面。
And we're just kind of captivated in this giant prison.
一切的进步
，all the advancement，
一切的繁荣
，all the prosperity，
一切的积累。
All the accumulation of wealth,
不过是在粉饰、装饰这个囚牢的墙壁而已。
You're just kind of decorating this giant prison.
但基督复活了。
But Christ is risen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
著名的历史学家，这是我非常敬重的一个历史学家，耶鲁的历史学家。
And this is a historian I really respect.
If Christ is risen, nothing else matters.
他说：“如果基督复活了，其他什么都不重要了。
If Christ is not reason. Nothing else.
如果基督没有复活，没有什么是重要的了。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，基督为我们降生。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus came for you and I.
基督为我们死在十字架上。
He died on the cross for you and I.
基督为我们三天后复活。
He came back to life for you and I on the third day.
罪和死亡在他面前没有权势。
Sin and death has no hold on him.
因为他胜过了罪恶，胜过了死亡。
Because he's victorious over sin and death.
他是我们的盼望。
That he's our hope.
他是我们的喜乐。
He's our joy.
他才是我们荣耀的未来。
And he's our glorious hope.
我们要赞美他。
And we praise him and worship.
我们说哈利路亚。
We say hallelujah.
呀，赞美主。
Praise God.
我们现在我要一起来祷告，好吗
？We're going to pray together.
那个。Worship team 可以上来吗
We're going to ask the worship team to come back up. We've got to move.
Okay.
We have to
move. Okay.
Why don't we pray first,
let's pray,
and
right?
then we've got to move okay. things.
Careful, woman. 感谢你，称谢你的名。
Father, we thank you and we praise you.
因为你创造我们，你爱我们，你救赎我们。
Because you have called us, you created us, you saved us, you called us, you loved us.
你让基督来到这个世间，道成肉身，卑微成为人。
That Christ came into this world.
你为我们受死，屈辱的死亡，死在十字架上。
That you were humiliated.And you're crucified on the cross, bearing our sin.
3 days later, you were resurrected, over death.
But on the third day, you were resurrected.
When we are arrogant, we think that we are the
Lord. In our pride, we think that we are our own Lord and Master.
But our hearts are breaking, our families are breaking, our society is breaking, the whole world is breaking.
And our life becomes broken, family becomes broken, the society becomes broken.
我们看罪和死在这个世界掌权。
And we see sin and death run rampant and have authority over this world.
但主你已经从死里复活。
But you are risen.
你胜过了罪恶和死亡。
That you are victorious over death and sin.
主你是我们的生命。
That you are our life.
你是我们的盼望。
You are our hope.
因为我们开启了荣耀的未来。
He had given us a glorious future.
我们感谢你。
So we thank you.
因为你活着。
Because you are alive.
我们能面对过去，面对现在，也能面对未来。
That we can face our past, our present, and have hope in the future.
主，我们等候你的再来。
Father, we wait upon your return.
我们要称谢你的名。
We praise your name.
我们这一群敬拜你的人。
And that we are people of that worship God.
让我们在这弯曲卑劣的时代。
And in this wicked generation,
让我们能站立得稳,
that we can stand firm,
让我们兴起发光,
that we can shine bright in this world,
彰显恩主耶稣基督里的荣美,
to display your glory and your grace,
因为你复活的生命,
that your resurrected life,
充满我们每个人,
fill each one of us,
刚强我们每个人,
strengthen each one of us,
因为荣耀尊贵,
make glory and honor, and power all belong to you.
愿你的平安临到一些跟随你的人。
May your peace be granted to those who follow you.
愿你的平安临到这个世界。
May your peace be with this world.
临到在瘟疫当中挣扎的人。
Be with those who are struggling in this pandemic.
临到在战火当中逃难的人们。
Those who are suffering from war.
主，我们愿你来。
Father, we want you to come.
世界的盼望，我们愿你来。
That you're our hope.
永恒的荣耀，我们愿你来。
We look forward to this future glory.
谢谢你与我们荣耀的同在。
Thank you for your glorious presence with us.
Pray in Jesus, 奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
We pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
起来。
We sing hallelujah, the land.
happy Easter. You guys are all dismissed. Feel free to stay in worship if you'd like with us, but everyone is now dismissed. Thank you.
Let us close with the Lord's Prayer. 我们在天上的父，
愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。如同日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们债，如同我们免了人的债。让我们遇见试探，不脱离凶恶，国度、权柄、荣耀，全是永远。阿门，阿门，哈利路亚。所以弟兄姐妹，你能不能对你周围人please turn around and say Happy Easter, okay? Happy Easter. All right. 谢谢 team, the wonderful. Thank you so much.